Hi everyone, welcome to our daily devotional. Today's passage is 1 Timothy chapter 5. 1 Timothy chapter 5. Do not rebuke an older man, but encourage him as you would a father, younger men as brothers, older women as mothers, younger women as sisters, in all purity. Honor widows who are truly widows, but if a widow has children or grandchildren, let them first learn to show godliness to their own household and to make some return to their parents, for this is pleasing in the sight of God. She who is truly a widow, left all alone, has set her hope on God and continues in supplications and prayers night and day. But she who is self-indulgent is dead, even while she lives. Command these things as well, so that they may be without reproach. But if anyone does not provide for his relatives, and especially for members of his household, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. Let a widow be enrolled if she is not less than 60 years of age, having been the wife of one husband and having a reputation for good works. If she has brought up children, has shown hospitality, has washed the feet of the saints, has cared for the afflicted, and has devoted herself to every good work. But refuse to enroll younger widows, for when their passions draw them away from Christ, they desire to marry, and so incur condemnation for having abandoned their former faith. Besides that, they learn to be idlers, going about from house to house, and not only idlers, but also gossips and busybodies, saying what they should not. So I would have younger widows marry, bear children, manage their households, and give the adversary no occasion for slander. For some have already strayed after sin. If any believing woman has relatives who are widows, let her care for them. Let the church not be burdened, so that it may care for those who are truly widows. Let the elders who rule well be considered worthy of double honor, especially those who labor in preaching and teaching. For the scripture says, "You shall not muzzle an ox when it treads out the grain, and the laborer deserves his wages." Do not admit a charge against an elder except on the evidence of two or three witnesses. As for those who persist in sin, rebuke them in the presence of all, so that the rest may stand in fear. In the presence of God and of Christ Jesus and of the elect angels, I charge you to keep these rules without prejudging, doing nothing from partiality. Do not be hasty in the laying on of hands, nor take part in the sins of others. Keep yourself pure. No longer drink only water, but use a little wine for the sake of your stomach and your frequent ailments. The sins of some people are conspicuous, going before them to judgment, but the sins of others appear later. So also, good works are conspicuous, and even those that are not cannot remain hidden. Amen. All right, so this fifth chapter in Paul's letter to Timothy is really about how to treat the family of God in light of the gospel. Since Timothy was a young pastor, the Apostle Paul told him to carefully avoid disciplining older people by reprimand. And to stress this point, Paul contrasts two very different words, rebuke and encourage. The word translated rebuke literally means to strike at, referring to like a harsh and severe criticism, whereas to encourage literally means to strengthen. And so there's this contrast between striking at someone and also strengthening them. We are to spare older fellow believers open rebukes. Instead, we should find ways to encourage them like we would our own father or mother. The point for all of us is that we should be careful how we respond to people older than us. Maturity and chronological age are not always synonymous, but we should always assume that every older person at least deserves respect. And then Paul goes on to say that younger men are to be exhorted as brothers and younger women as sisters, and there's to be no air of superiority, no pecking order between brothers and sisters. Paul was encouraging Timothy and us to be respectful and encouraging to everyone, regardless of age or gender. And Paul told the Ephesians to submit to one another in the fear of God. And then he shares about, at least in chapter 5, he shares about two groups of people that we should honor. And so the first group is honoring widows, honoring those who are truly widows. One of the things that we can draw from verses 3 to 16 is that the church is not required to support financially those widows who are able, for whatever reason, to support themselves. Or perhaps maybe there are people in their lives, amongst their family members, who are able to support them. However, the church is called to remember these women, especially if they have no relatives, and show them the love of Christ through friendship and provision. We are called to honor those in need by providing for them. At Symphony, we're a pretty young church, and so the chances of us currently having any widows in our church may be small, but we always need to be ready to be able to honor those who are truly widows, to those who are in need. Maybe you know someone who is a widow or a widower in a different church, in a different local family of Christ. And perhaps maybe there are ways that you can bless them, ways that you can pray for them, ways that you can provide for their needs. So that's the first group that Paul addresses in verses 3 to 16. And then the second group from 17 and on, from verse 17 and on, he talks about elders who rule. And he's specifically talking about overseers and shepherds and pastors who are really overseeing the church of God, the flock of Christ, and are in charge of spiritual matters of what is going on in the body of Christ. He tells us to consider elders worthy of double honor. Doubly honor these elders, especially those who preach and teach the word of God. What's interesting is that we have no qualms about spending money in order to get the best medical care or receive the best food in a restaurant. Sometimes we'll spend hundreds of dollars just to get the best experience of food, and we'll wait hours just to get that food. Why then are we too often unwilling to make sure that those who teach us the life-giving word of God are able to make a decent living? You know, I wasn't a pastor my entire life. I've been a pastor for 5 years now, a little over 5 years. And you know, before I was in ministry, I really felt like the Lord was convicting me to doubly honor my pastors and those who have been appointed to preach and teach his word. The amount of time and money we give to the servants of the church reflects our value of their service, how much we value what they do. And if we understand that they have been appointed this joyful burden of sharing this life-giving word of God, then perhaps we can respond with doubly honoring these elders. And so, once again, as we look at Paul's instruction to Timothy about how we can treat the family of God with respect in light of the gospel, honoring widows as well as doubly honoring elders, Paul is calling us to consider the ways that we can respect and honor one another in our church family. How are you respecting your brother and sister in Christ? The people in your family group and in your microchurch, do you respect them? Do you strengthen them? Do you lift them up? Do you encourage them? And to those who are in this role of preaching and teaching the word of God, Pastor Barry, Pastor Chan, and myself, and some of the other deacons and elder candidates who preach and teach every so often, and you know, do we honor them? And so I want to encourage you to consider the ways that you respect, encourage, strengthen, and honor those in our Symphony Church family. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word today, and we just pray, Lord, that you would come and teach us to respect, strengthen, and encourage one another in light of the gospel. Remind us, Lord, of who we are in Christ, that we are now a new creation. And so how we treat one another and how we converse with one another, how we love and serve each other is really all shaped by the gospel of Jesus Christ. I also pray that you would show us how we can doubly honor those who have been appointed this calling to teach and preach your word. Help us, Lord, to serve them and to provide for them and to honor them in such ways. And so, Father, help us to be the church that Paul is instructing Timothy and the church in Ephesus to be. God, we want to be a church that honors you. We thank you and pray all these things in your Son's name. Amen. Thanks for joining, everyone. And I hope that we can continue to be a church that will respect and strengthen and encourage and honor one another. Have a great day.